Fogarty, Loggeman, Brewbuddy, Donkus, Bulstrode, Swatkin & Associates, Incorporated present How to Sell.
Practical advice on the great profession of modern times.
First, a word from the chairman of the board, Archimedes Larson.
Larson for larceny.
Quiet, boys. Give him the floor.
Give him the works.
Quiet. Mr. Larson, what is your recipe for sales success?
Hard work. Hard work.
How was that again?
SS, hard work.
Oh, you mean...
Yes, I mean hard work.
So, it's hard work that turns the trick.
And now for selling point number one. Greet them pleasantly. For instance...
Good evening, my good lady, is it not?
Hell yes, a dinger.
Could I show you my...
But it was sure a bitch this afternoon. I got more damn mud on my back.
Greet them pleasantly and you get off on the right track.
Point number two. Be agreeable. For instance...
Hey, your product ain't half bad.
Oh, Mr. Pratt, I'd appreciate your buying. Is there anything I could do to help you decide?
Why, yeah, I believe my lawn needs mowing.
Well, is it a very big lawn?
Oh, about 40 by 60.
Uh-huh. Do you have your own lawnmower?
Yeah, but I believe you'll have to sharpen it a little.
Well, would 3 o'clock be all right?
Be agreeable and you'll sell.
Point number three, discuss the customer's needs. For example...
Mr. Slupsky, what's the main thing you want in your new car?
A level back floor.
I see. Why?
Well, it's a lot easier for me.
Yeah, this is my friend, Miss Dunk.
Oh, I get it. You ain't married, huh?
And my father's a dead shot.
A retired buffalo hunter.
Yeah. So that a level back floor would mean...
Discuss their needs.
Point number four. Sell their main requirement. For example...
And so I want a new washer that will really wash diapers.
Oh, sure, sure. And of course you came to us.
That's it in a nutshell.
Well, let me see now. How old's the baby?
Babies. Four. Four between one and three.
And, Mrs. Stutz, what would you say is the average weight of that which fills their diapers?
Oh, perhaps 3/4 of a pound.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my dear.
And soluble?
Yes, at times too much so.
Well, let me show you how our model AG39X will answer your need.
Yes, talk their chief requirement and you'll go places.
Point number five. Throw away your cigar before you ring the doorbell. For instance...
Good God, what are you smoking?
A cream of the grocery. One of the best 10 for quarters made.
Well, are you selling something?
Yes, zithers. You couldn't use one, could you?
Not while you're sucking on that bolt of reclaimed linoleum. Good day.
A sale lost. Why? Because he didn't throw away his cigar before he rang the doorbell.
Point number six, find their real objection. Ask why. For example...
Why won't you buy this genuine borax end table, Mrs. Yope?
Well, I'm not nuts about it.
Why, Mrs. Yope?
Well, it might stain.
Why, Mrs. Yope?
Because my old man would set his whiskey glasses on it and there'd be rings.
But you already have rings in your bathtub.
Yes, that's true, but this is personal.
And just think of the rings under Mr. Yope's eyes. Now that I've found your real objection, though, what the devil's holding us back?
Find their real objection. Ask why. Point number seven. Answer all objections with a yes, but, for instance...
Saint is Norway pine dresser, honey.
Well, it'd burn well, but I don't think it's durable.
Yes, it's true that it isn't durable, but it would certainly last.
Perhaps so, but it's wanting in pulchritude.
Yes, I agree that it's wanting in pulchritude, but it's very good looking.
Hey, I wonder if you have all your marbles.
Yes, you might wonder about me, but I know that you're a double-jeweled jackass if I ever saw one.
Yes, answer all objections with a yes, but.
Point number eight, get help from the older salesman. For example...
There are some points about your refrigerator that titillate my buying appetite. What kind of insulation is it?
Insulation... well, just a minute, sir, and I'll find out. You know, I'm new around here myself.
Yes, so I see.
Oh, Gus! Gus!
Yeah?
What kind of insulation we got in our model 36PQ?
Fluorocardboard.
Oh.
What did he say?
He said pure cardboard.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'll take two, and I believe I'll carry them right with me, as I have a real need for these.
Get help from the older salesman, and you'll close more deals.
Point number nine. Demonstrate. For instance...
I like this electric iron, but is it light enough?
Why, hell yeah. I believe so. Here, let me demonstrate. Now, look, I'll swing it. No, in the air, I mean. Like this.
Whoa!
I'll take one just like it. Any iron that's light enough to fly through a third-story window is light enough for me.
Demonstrate, and they'll buy.
Point number 10. Don't call ladies madam. For example,
I think you can use it for a hot water bag, too.
Well, that would be an added convenience.
Yes, madam.
Don't madam me. And besides, how did you know?
Oh, no offense, madam.
Now I know you stole my diary, and I'll never buy another thing in this store as long as I live.
Don't call ladies madam, especially when it's accented on the last syllable.
Point number 11. Tell a complete story. For instance.
Well, that's the oil burner I want, all right. How soon can you have it installed?
Hey, wait a minute. First, let me tell you something about it, Mr. Prospect.
I know all about it.
The hell you do. You think so. It has 11 safety controls. First, say that it doesn't light.
All right, say that it doesn't.
All right. There's a pyrostat in the stack that expands the heat. If there's no heat within 3 days, it shuts off the blower.
And 7 hours later...
And finally, the aquastat. That automatically shuts off the burner when the water reaches 100 degrees above boiling. We hardly ever have a house burned down because of our new 11 safety controls. So, that's the complete story.
Okay, I'll buy.
Oh, good. Now, which burner was it?
Burner my eye. See, I'm in the carnival racket and I want you for a barker.
Yes, indeed. Tell a complete story and you'll sell.
Point number 12, use a simple prospecting system. For example, here is Orpheus O'Flynn, a leading salesman. Let's hear him tell about his simple system in his own words. Okay, Orpheus.
Well, each day I picks a certain quota of names out of the telephone book, say 1,000. Then I just quickly double-check some against the city directory. And after making sure they're all true, well, I check the police records to get their motor car licenses. It's only a matter of a few minutes then to drop in at the state capitol and get their engine serial numbers. From then on, boy, it's duck soup. We'll just call on them nights and check them off as I sell them. Why, the simplicity of my system is...
Yes, it's as simple as that. Yes, sir, it pays to use an ABC prospecting system.
Point number 13. You can't sell them all. For instance...
Why, all in all, Bud, this is the finest flute we carry.
Yeah, but it has holes in it.
Why, holes? Naturally, that's where the music comes out.
Hey, are you telling me what's what?
Yeah, don't you like it?
No, you damn balloon head.
Why, you... You know what you can do.
Yeah, and you too.
Why, you dirty...
You can shove it up your...
Oh,
why, you dog.
No.
Get up. Well, you can't sell them all, fellas.